this song. And this is the song that Buffalo sang. Our Creator, we ask that you will help, protect, and direct these people that are trying to protect our source of life, the Buffalo. We ask that you will guide them as they go forth in this effort. We ask that you will continue recognizing our way of life, our way of life, the Buffalo. And so today, I ask that you will continue helping these people, whoever is concerned, that you will help her, and that we will bring back our life to her. And as we do, that it will become greater, and the source will be greater. We ask this.
Amen. Okay. I'm here in Bozeman, Montana, March 1st, 2014, to protect the Diwa. There isn't anything more important right now other than preserving the Indian way. And we have to preserve our way, else we don't have the treaties, we don't have the agreements, we don't have the laws, we don't have IHS, we don't have the health, we don't have the water, we don't have the natural resources. We have to protect what we have first, and that's the Iniwa.
Let's go. Come on.
We're just going through the motions as Indian people if we don't protect our heritage, our culture, and what kept us here. I want the tribes like the Salish Kootenai, the Umatilla, the Nez Perce, to think about what they're truly doing. You are my friends. You have your own buffalo to kill. Let these rare, most rarest beasts in North America, the world, thrive for 10 years before you kill them. It doesn't make sense to me, my friends. I knew Mickey Pablo. I knew the tribal leaders of the Umatilla and the Nez Perce. Your great chief died on my treaty land by Chinook, Montana.
Boom.
Chief Joseph. He said, I will fight no more forever. Well, you're killing my Iniwa on my treaty land, Nez Perce, Umatilla, Salish, and Kootenai. So respect me. I'm asking it in a strong way. These animals, Superintendent Wink, you have a right to enforce Freedom of Indian Religious Act. It's a federal law, Mr. Wink. Why aren't you enforcing my law? You are killing my culture, my spiritual activity, the beast that I, creature I use in my ceremonies. You're killing them each day. You're breaking federal law, Mr. Link, by not enforcing the Indian Freedom of Religious Act. Why can't you help us? Why can't you do what's right instead of being political? And I challenge you, Mr. Tester and Mr. Walsh, the new senator. Look at your laws. You are allowing these agencies, Intertribal Bison Council, to break federal Indian law. Stop it. Look at it. Ask your lawyers. Ask your solicitor. I fought with Eloise Cabell for 17 years. Why is this continuing? Didn't the Cabell case help you understand the Indians and the buffalo? Anya.
It's one of the most misleading tactics of the white man to actually make the Indian believe he's doing the right thing for the buffalo. In fact, it's a way of enforcing the farmers and ranchers to do away with the buffalo. It's the underlying motive to continue to do away with our Indian way. And the tribes, for some reason, want the buffalo meat so bad, they want to be recognized by America, the senators, other agencies so bad, they give in to this lie, political lie of saying, well, you kill the buffalo, we'll let you kill the buffalo, we'll let you take the meat.